Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 11th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. How's it going, gentlemen?
Good, how are you?
A-okay, thank you.
I am going good. I don't know. It was a really nice day outside.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It was like summer times in the fall. So this week we are covering November 4th through November 11th of 2015. We have big changes coming up later in the show, but let's do the basics here. This week's events, Deadpool Dailies. Today was Red Thor. Tomorrow, Red Captain Marvel. Friday, Red Iron Man. Saturday, the one I really can't wait to get, Green Iron Fist. Sunday, Green Ragnarok. Monday, Yellow Kamala Khan. Tuesday, Black Quicksilver. And Wednesday is the Purple Scarlet Witch. Anybody else super excited for anything this week?
Yeah, more so than any other week. I could use the Captain Marvel. I can use the Iron Fist. I could use the Iron Man. I could use the Kamala Khan. I can use the Quicksilver and Scarlet. I'm not going to be on a
This week was a bender.
Everything. And I could honestly, I could probably use the Ragnarok, but who cares?
Yeah.
Thor's the only one I don't need.
Today was a four-star event. Today was Giant Melonhead himself, Charles Xavier, combating the Carnage. This is one I've actually won. This brings me up to a total of two. And I won it in the exact same way I won my last time. In turn two, I went invisible. And then just watched the game progress as Carnage slowly died. But I won it on the first try using that very tactic. Does anybody else have a Charles that can make that go?
I do, yeah, but I don't. All. I don't have the correct color. I think I have yellow.
Right, and I have blue. So if you don't have purple, Cletus just kicks your ass.
Yeah, purple was the way to go, and I guess it's whichever power then also. Maybe it's still purple. The side effect is when you're invisible, anytime you make a match, it ubers up any friendly tiles that are already on the board for you. So since Carnage
it's
was nice enough to keep putting tiles for me all over the board,
right?
I got to keep cranking them up, and through really no effort of my own, I just kept making matches until he dropped over dead.
It's not blue, by the way. The blue power is not the one that does that.
Yeah, I think it's also the purple. I think it's while you're invisible, it does different stuff.
I played it twice just to make sure that it wasn't a fluke that he just crushed me unbelievably, and it was not a fluke. Without the purple power, it's useless.
Did I hear you correctly? Did you say Cletus?
Yeah.
Cletus, yes.
Is that the name the human that the symbiote is attached to?
Yeah.
Cletus is what Carnage is when he's not Carnage?
You know, some
like
folks
some
focal
will never eat a skunk,
and then again some focal, like Cletus the Slapjaw Yokel, yeah.
Cletus Cassidy,
believe. Cletus Cassidy, that is correct.
Poor Brandine.
Anyway, that thing got me a Hulkbuster, so I was excited.
Ooh, what colors?
Nice. Hell, I don't remember.
Useless. Next.
5 days from now, you get a Kingpin battle on the 9th.
Yeah, I haven't even lucked into getting a Kingpin yet, so I've got 5 days.
I think I have one cover of a Kingpin, so probably not.
Oh my goodness, if he does not fight a souped-up Daredevil
Spider-Man,
or Elektra, I'll be super disappointed.
He has to. Come on.
I think they should make it Elektra just to make you sad.
No, won't make me that sad.
Yeah, I think that would be my second choice, actually.
Right?
Except that every time you try to do anything to her, she'll have those black tiles out and you won't do any damage.
Right. She's a distant second, though. Daredevil is by far. It has to be, right?
You would think. Story events that were going on. Unstable ISO wrapped up. I finished nowhere close to the top 100, so there was no what I like to call she-V for me, the she-male version of Wolverine. What about
she-male?
You guys?
She-male? I don't think she's a she-male.
Never know.
I think she's just
It's no dumber than the current plot line.
I don't know. I don't follow the current plot line, but I think she's just a girl.
Yeah, I don't need clones of Wolverine, so whatever.
That will lead nicely into a listener comment later. But as far as the event goes, I got up to, I made it up as close to, I was ranking number 103 before I started losing ground. I could not keep up with the people. With 3 hours left, I went from 103 to 108 while playing the game and fighting. I don't know. Apparently, other people decided to grind faster than I could.
Yeah.
So I couldn't make it. and ended up not getting one. Rather annoyed.
I also did not get one. To be fair, I don't think I participated. I think I just have been sticking with PvP now that the 10-pack is 1,000 further away than last time.
Right. So that event wrapped up. Now we're into Dark Avengers. That is 16.5 thousand points for a blue-back Black Panther. That's hard to say, blue-black. 33,000 for your legendary token. First and second place get you a couple kingpins. And 3 to 150 is one of the podcast favorites, good old Ragnarok.
Yeah, I don't think I'm even touching that. I don't need a Black Panther. I don't want a Ragnarok. There's no chance I'm getting the kingpin.
I don't have two of the three required characters because it requires an X-23, which I didn't get, and a two-star Magneto, which I have never owned. So
yeah, I don't get that. He's a good character. For two-star.
Right, he was, then until someone broke him, and then they powered him down, and then he was an okay character.
Yeah,
he's still good for powering two-star Storm. That's the only place
I was going to say.
PvP event, Webslinger, I think, is about done, if not completely done by now.
Getting close.
800 got you purple Spider-Man, 1,000 for a purple Nick Fury, 1,300 for your legendary, first place is a yellow Xavier, and 2 through 100 were Magneto. To then flow into your Magnetic Mayhem event, where 800 gets you a blue Magneto, 1,000 a blue Xavier, again, 1,300 for your legendary. First place is a Sheevy, and 2 through 100 are Deadpool covers. And then to go with the big changes coming up, the thought is that the next event is going to be called Track and Slash, which we assume is going to be the X-23 event, which will get you one of the new currencies coming to the game, Command Points. So, big reveal this week. Two new big reveals. One new 5-star character and the Command Points currency. Which one do we want to talk about first?
Since you led in with Command Points, how about Command Points?
Okay.
It's like a natural segue.
It is. Ray, tell me about Command Points.
Okay, so the information that we have about the Command Points, it seems like they are going to be putting in a whole bunch that you can get right away. They say that as mission rewards for story events, you can get them as part of placement rewards in the story events and versus events as well. And this one is interesting. So when someone purchases a bundle of hero points or they purchase ISO 8, they command points are rewarded to them and everyone else in their alliance. So that's a very interesting way to get people to encourage each other to spend money in the game and build up their command points throughout their alliance.
Yeah, it's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is. And also, it's going to be included in daily rewards. However, at the very beginning here, actually starting today, everyone who has played in the last 2 weeks is going to get 5 command points. For the next 5 days, Deadpool Daily is going to get you 1 command point by completing all of the battles and getting 15,000. Anyone who completes the track and slash that we mentioned with 300 points or more are going to get 5 command points. And anyone who backs up to Facebook via an iOS or Android device is going to be able to get 5 command points as well automatically. And finally, if you've ever supported the game with a purchase, by the end of the day on November 8th, you will get 5 command point bonus. So it's a huge amount of bonus command points just to get you started. And if you get all of those, you can easily use them. 25 command points will allow you to purchase a single legendary token. So it seems like on the first day of the event, probably by November 10th, when you start accumulating these command points, you're going to be able to get a legendary.
Well, you know, first time's free. Everybody's doing it.
Right. And what a great way to get you into it. And yes, and for anybody who was having trouble following along, command points, new in-game currency that lets you buy legendary tokens.
Yeah, pretty much that's the TLDR of the whole story.
Right.
And if you want more, you know, buy something.
Right, and there will be lots of ways to earn them.
Right.
Right. A lot of that is covered if you're in the game in the past day, you should have gotten a pop-up on your screen after the signing up for the try to win 10 zillion hero points.
Correct.
And also, I will be including a video at the bottom of the webpage for this episode of two of the developers. I believe their names are Will and Casey. I'm not 100% sure about that. Apologies if that's not correct. But two developers from Demiurge are talking about the command points and how they work, and also about the new character. And I will be including that on the webpage if you're interested.
Good deal.
A new character, you say?
Yeah.
There's going to be a new character? Craig, tell me more.
So, as you know, one of the things that we kind of threw around as a possibility, the new 5-star was released, and it is the Phoenix. So it's the Ubered up Jean
Grey
with the Phoenix Force. With, strangely enough, one of the powers that we kind of talked about as our powers that we would give
Doctor Strange
characters.
Yes.
And it's called her. So her green power is called From the Ashes. So what happens is that once Jean becomes downed, at level 1, it creates a 3-turn countdown tile that then revives her for 40% of her health, and the power then changes into the Phoenix Force. As it goes up in level, the countdown tile reduces eventually down to 1 turn at level 5 and goes up to getting you up to 55% of her health back all at once.
Wow.
Once she is back from the dead, the power turns into Phoenix Force, which for 9 green is a ridiculous amount of damage. Let's see, I think the base is 4,144 to the enemy team, but also does 1,295 to Jean's team as she can't really control the Phoenix Force. However, at max level, it gets ludicrous. It's 16,656 damage to the enemy team and 5,205 damage to your own team.
Those numbers are just so fantastic. Like, I'm like, why?
she basically comes back and explodes, killing everyone.
Yeah, I mean, there's not all that many characters who have more than 16,000 hit points at the start of the battle.
Well, she's a 5-star, and the old man Logan gets a ton of hit points later, so.
Yes. True.
Her purple power is Psychic Rapport. It lets her create a bond with people she cares about, which I suppose should be this power should only work for Logan and Scott.
Correct.
But, you know, that's just me.
The designers talking about this power specifically mention the love triangle.
Right.
And how it affects strike tiles that every Wolverine puts out, as well as improving red tiles for Cyclops.
Right. So it converts, at level 1, it converts 3 basic tiles into reds. And then it has a passive. When you do a match 5, improve 3 random friendly tiles by 104, and reduce 1 random enemy special tile by 104.
Ooh.
That goes up at level 5. That goes to making 7 basic tiles red, and improving 7 friendly tiles by 156, and reducing 2 enemy tiles by 130. So, really good way to negate my Luke Cage body armor there.
Right.
That'll suck real bad. Her red power is Psychic Flames. I guess it looks to be like a burst of Phoenix Fire. Level 1, deal 1,295 damage. You create 2 strength, 104 strength tiles. And if there are 5 or more friendly special tiles, it also creates 2 strength, 259 black enemy attack tiles.
Right.
So if you've got too many things going for you, it backfires on you.
Right. Got to be kind of careful with it. Or not, and just hurt everyone.
Yeah, sure. Combine it with Carnage. That'll be fun. Level 5, it does 2,202 damage, makes 104 strength tiles. Man, I can't even read. And if there are 5 or more friendlies, 4 strength, 324 enemy attack tiles. So that's a lot of damage coming back at you. So that is the Phoenix. What do you think?
It seems like she has ways of hurting people all over the place.
I was going to say, it seems like both varieties of Jean Grey in this game are devastating.
Yeah.
Absolutely devastating.
Which I suppose is kind of true, because I guess...
Sure.
You know, it's always been that Jean has always held back to not completely wreck everyone around her, so...
Right.
Yeah, I have to say, even the young Jean fighting her in PvP, sometimes I'll just skip fights if I see her maxed out. I don't like the fact that if I make a critical, she just kills me.
Right.
I'll just skip that fight, thank you.
Well, that was exciting. So there's a new 5-star and a new currency.
There is. So we're going to see how that plays out. I guess we'll have more info for the next show, because we should have all started to get some of those rewards in and maybe hopefully bought something. Okay, so last week we had a few listener comments chime in. Ray, what do you got?
Yeah, so a few things to go over. The first thing that I would like to send out a thanks to Stinkpalm on Reddit for forwarding some information about the rewards. He was one of the first people that said anything about the command points, sent us a link to the article, that sort of stuff.
What?
He also made a comment that he has a soft spot for Kraven.
Right.
so he was all about adding Kraven.
I think I'm too biased by the fact that from the Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends cartoon, the Kraven had that ridiculous, like, Australian accent. And it just bugs me every time I hear him. That's what I hear in my head.
Oh, man.
And I don't know, I think I also can confuse him with Safari Joe from...
That's not even a thing! You just made up Safari Joe just now.
No, he was on Thundercats. He tried to collect all the Thundercats. And every time he would bag one, he would go, Safari Joe does it again.
Man.
With his terrible accent. And in my head, him and Kraven are the same character.
Oh.
So he just makes me sad. Anyway,
man,
continue.
Your head is not a place people want to be. Stop dragging us there. Danger. Safari Joe. Oh,
all right,
man.
Next, I'm going to just continue. next, we got a comment from Spidero, who is another longtime listener and commenter. He asks if anybody else had increased luck on prizes during the Enemy of the State event, the event that just ended. He said he earned 6 4-star characters through it. And
wow.
He lists them off, and yeah, they're pretty impressive. So I was wondering if anybody else... I actually responded to him and said, no, congratulations.
yeah, good
not.
On you for those polls.
I think I got 7 moonstones instead of my normal 4, so...
Yeah. So super lucky.
I did not notice any increase in chances of anything.
Yeah, I unfortunately didn't get a chance to open any of my tokens to see what my rewards would be because of this wild speculation that's running rampant through my alliance.
Right. Should we talk about the speculation?
Well, it should now be done because the new feature was just announced.
was this what the...
This is it. Command points is the new thing.
He was just confused by what the new feature might be.
Well, no, because the developers actually did mention this new feature was quote-unquote in development, but we don't know if that was like 15% in development, 99%, obviously not 99% in development. So we just don't know.
Okay. I think we can tease it for one more week.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll have some more concrete information when we're back on.
Well, this leads into the next question. Nigel Regal on Reddit asked that we mentioned something about saving up 1-star tokens for some reason, but he couldn't remember why. He has, like 50 waiting and was wondering if there was a reason to keep his 1-star tokens.
Just because they have a problem.
To stave off the disappointment of opening 50 1-star tokens and discovering only 1 3-star character has come from it.
Yeah, I would say if you haven't made the transition to 3-star, just go ahead and open them. And really, just go ahead and open them anyway, because you're just going to get ISO. I can't say that this little thing that we've been teasing about is going to happen. And even if it does happen, if it's worth, you know, saving it up when you could have already cashed them in and got some ISO for it. So... Yeah, I would say open them.
I always say open them.
A couple other things. I wanted to mention 2 things that Leonard commented on. He commented on Craig's reaction to X-23, and he also commented on my comment. So he said that so if she was in a less Wolverine costume, it would be okay. And to that, I say yes, absolutely. When I did a Google search for X-23 and I saw the images that were there, I'm like, okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
It kind of gives you the illusion that she's a separate character.
Right.
In the yellow spandex, you might as well listen to Craig, and there's another Wolverine, just another Wolverine clone.
That is all she, I mean, she looks exactly like Wolverine then, so
right.
Yeah. He also commented that he loves Craig's lyrics for Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrels.
Don't encourage him, Leonard.
And he says that in the comics, her current catchphrase is, eats nuts, kicks butts. So you make the call on the double entendre. I still don't see it, but
yeah,
there you go. And we had a couple people mentioning their choices for hero and villain that they would like to see in game.
Oh, great.
A member of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. says that he would say that Doctor Strange should have Eye of Agamotto. Wow, I cannot talk. Eye of Agamotto?
Agamotto?
Nah, I don't know if maybe he spelled it wrong. I don't know. But in any case, should be a power that transports him to the astral plane and makes him invisible like Sue or Xavier. Sure. And then he also suggests a classic Nick Fury with somewhat similar powers. Martial arts attack, some sort of helicarrier attack, and a gun power. And then for his villain, he suggested Baron Strucker with various Hydra-based powers.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much damage an entire helicarrier can bring down on you, but I'm thinking it should be quite a bit.
Yeah. And then Bri the Fry Guy on Reddit suggests Nova and went into quite a bit of detail about his powers with gravimetric pulse, absorb energy, and Nova Force. Pretty interesting idea. I've never been a huge fan of Nova, but definitely. Right. I think he has it well thought out.
Yeah.
I was going to say Nova's definitely, kind of a tertiary character. Then, I mean, they introduced him in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, or all of them, didn't they? Am I wrong?
I don't recall.
Did anybody but me see the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes. I've seen it a couple times.
There was a whole army of space police.
Right.
That got in their little jets and formed a ring around the planet to prevent.
Yes.
Yes. And they were called Nova Force.
Right.
Oh, right.
I was looking for the one specific Nova.
We'll say it was the guy with the British accent. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Maybe it was the guy from Step Brothers. What's his name? John C. Reilly. I love that guy.
That's true. That guy is entertaining.
And that is all I have for listener comments.
Okie dokie.
Oh, I have a listener comment. It's an indirect listener comment, but it is from my wife. It was, I've started playing this game, and I hate you guys.
Oh, well, you know, that's fair. I can't argue with that.
Right. So,
is it because it's addictive? Or
it
because,
is.
Okay.
It is. She's spiraling down the rabbit hole. And all it took was a new iPhone 6S Plus.
Oh, jeez.
So,
well, it's got that enormous screen, so, you know, it makes it easy to play.
Absolutely, I agree. And, you know, there were some other mitigating factors, but that's neither here nor there. The point is, she's on board now. She's cruising through the prologue and starting to play some of the other battles and collecting. She got her first 3-star character, was super excited.
Awesome.
Nice.
And now I'm going to try to encourage her to start her own alliance that includes your wife and your wife. And her.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea, actually.
Wives of the Long Box Heroes?
This is brilliant!
Unfortunately, you get a paid currency to make that alliance.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it costs hero points.
I know it used to. I didn't know it still did. I don't know.
Yeah, now that everybody's an automatic level 20, or has 20, you used to have to spend hero points to increase the number of people that were in your alliance.
Right.
You know, and that, but then all at once they were like, just kidding, we're going to refund all those hero points. Everybody can have 20 people.
Yeah, I thought you still had to buy it to start it, but maybe not.
I've been in this alliance since I started playing, so I don't know anything else.
Yeah, I can't do any research on that, unfortunately. Well, I guess I could fire up my Steam account and see, because I'm sure I've been kicked out of whatever alliance I was in on there. I play it sure. So rarely on Steam.
Yeah, I could probably do the same, because I have not played on Steam since way back.
Similarly, I have, since I'm posting the episodes on Facebook, apparently on my feed, one of the episodes got posted, and now a couple friends who at first messaged me and they're like, what is this? What are you talking about? Now I got a text message saying, I am completely addicted to this game.
Nice.
So.
I was going to say, if it's who I think it is, I get prizes from them all the time on the Facebook.
It likely is.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right.
Feature character of the week.
Of the week.
This week it is the Deadpool.
I love the Deadpool.
I know you do. So this is 3-star Deadpool. He's got his kind of weird powers. He's got a standard red power, which is a little off the top, where he brings out his katana and slices off the top of your head for a nice little scalping action.
Two of them. Two katanas.
That's true.
I believe it's 35, 45, 55, and 65% damage.
Yeah, max level 65% damage with a maximum of 32.99.
Yes.
Yeah.
Starts off at 25%.
Okay, so yeah, 25, 35, 45, 55, and 65%. And like Ray said, each of them, just regardless of the percentage, there is a maximum amount of damage that it will do, right around 3,200 at max level.
I'm going to skip the cool one till the end.
All right.
We'll just skip over to the black power, which is Life of the Party. This is one of those defense powers. So if one of your characters who has less health, then Deadpool is going to take damage. Instead, he jumps into the front, takes the damage, and then puts out a countdown tile for his healing factor to kick in and restore him some health.
Yes, it is a one-turn countdown tile that comes out on their turn, so immediately it takes effect.
Right, unless it gets destroyed in a cascade or something.
Correct.
It's pretty much going to happen. However, it's not as good as what I originally thought, because it requires them to be to have fewer hit points than Deadpool.
Right.
So a lot of times I'll expect it to happen and it doesn't, and then I'll realize, oh, I didn't calculate that correctly. I guess what I'm saying is he's definitely a 5-5-3 if I ever saw one.
Oh, no, he is a 3-5-5.
Really?
Yes. As soon as the damage cap on red makes it meh.
Yeah.
Because
it's also law of diminishing returns. I mean, there's only so many times you can take away 30% of something.
Right.
Oh, sure. However, if you combine a little off the top at 65%, with someone who puts out a whole bunch of strike tiles, those strike tile damage gets added on after, so he can actually do way more than 3,300 points of damage.
But in high-level fights, that 65% is never actually 65%. Because the max damage cap hits before the 65%.
This is just where you and I differ.
Okay,
right, fine, I guess so.
Can we agree that the purple power is where it's at?
Oh, absolutely.
The purple power is the jam.
There's no question.
It is hanging out with squirrels, 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 and ants, ants, ants. Because it is whales, whales, whales.
And in this case, it's actually titled that.
It's not my fault that they screwed up the other power.
Yeah.
Furry friends, that's just dumb. So for some reason, God knows why, Deadpool pulls a beluga out of his back pocket and drops it upon the enemy team. At level 1, it does 493 damage, and there's the special Deadpool mechanic that can kick in. However, I just now noticed in the description that I don't think I've ever noticed that the whale changes.
Oh, yeah.
At level 2, it's a narwhal. At level 3, it becomes an orca. At level 4, it's a humpback.
Humpback, yeah.
At level 5, it turns into a sperm whale.
And the level 2 text is my favorite. It's na 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 it's amazing.
Sorry, I just apparently I've never noticed.
Number 3 is the deadly panda bear of the sea, the orca.
Right. 4 is send your enemies on a whale watch of pain to the Notre Dame with a humpback. And then a whale will feel the might of the sperm whale.
Yeah.
Which at level 5 does 1,282 damage, but at max level that's 4,069 damage there to the enemy team.
And that's without the Deadpool points.
Right, so there's the weird side mechanic. So if you fight with Deadpool every day and you win a match with Deadpool.
Once per day.
Right, you will see a little number come up on the screen where you have accrued Deadpool points.
Correct.
These only have one benefit, and that's to make whales, whales, whales super ridiculous. Once you have enough, there will be a big button that comes up and says, hey, do you want to use your normal whales, 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 or do you want to unleash all the whales? And if you spend your Deadpool points, really, I think the entire ocean supply of whales comes pouring down upon the screen, and you win.
The text on that is, I'll hit them with every whale I've got. I'm practically giving these whales away.
And yes, it is a full enemy team insta-kill.
Yes. Yeah, there is a note that says, if you have enough Deadpool points to spend, the entire enemy's team is killed at once, regardless of level. So that's got to be fun someday in the future when you get somebody who's got the fully maxed out 5-star Old Man Logan and Phoenix and something else, and you can just dump a bunch of whales on them and kill them all with their 85,000 hit points. You'd be like, nope, dead.
It is, and it is exceptionally helpful, I found, for me on my non-Longbox Heroes account, where I am just now making the transition from 2-star to 3-star. If I can drag him to the 4th round of the Big Enchilada in the Deadpool Daily and drop whales, whales, whales on everybody, then, you know, it's a free token or a free, right. free 3-star.
Yeah. Sure.
Cause I've, you know, otherwise I've been having, you know, pretty significant trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Completing the big enchilada. So, you know, I think it's a fun way to cheese my way into a cover once a week.
Yeah. He's a fun character. I think everybody enjoys playing Deadpool.
Yeah, and it's not really that much cheesing because he's kind of difficult to keep alive for that fourth round.
Yes.
Especially if you don't have him maxed out. And you gotta build up all that purple. So.
Correct.
And usually he's the only one. So every time you make a purple match, he's going in front. He's taking the damage. So it, you know, you gotta be careful with him and save up, building that purple so that you can just unleash it in the fourth round. So
right.
I don't think
it consumes,
it's that
you know, it consumes, no, not really. Cause again, it consumes those points. So like
right.
I said, I can only, you know, use it to do an insta kill once a week, maybe.
Right, and because it costs 28,000 to activate it, but
right.
you only gain, what, 2,000 to 3,000 somewhere in there?
Correct.
Each day?
I believe, yes.
I don't know how it calculates how many Deadpool points you get.
Yeah, I have no idea. There's very little information out there in the world, really, about.
Right, I would like to believe, because it's Deadpool, it's probably arbitrary.
Just a random number generator.
It is.
Somewhere between 2,000 and 4,000, it just rolls some dice and goes, yeah, here you go.
There you go. Good job.
I would believe that.
I think somehow it should link to Taco Bell, and it should be like the amount of tacos sold per minute or something in this country. And that's what it should give you.
I don't know. Maybe we could get them on board as the sponsor.
Yeah,
for...
I think they should totally sponsor Deadpool, and then we can make this happen. Because you know they're going to sponsor the movie. You know they're on board.
Oh, likely.
Yeah, maybe. I hope so. Either them or Del Taco. Or Chipotle.
Mm. Probably not at this point.
I was going to say all that delicious E. coli.
Right.
Oh, they're in trouble? So I have not seen that.
Only if you live in Portland.
Oh, that's good. No one
or Seattle.
Yeah,
right,
they had to shut down 43 restaurants. Well, actually, they didn't have to. They shut down 43 restaurants to be safe.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
They're actually handling it very well. It's just unfortunately, yeah, E. coli.
Right. They don't want to go the way of Chi-Chi's.
Right.
True. It's true. I miss Chi-Chi's.
Give a couple dozen people hepatitis, and look what happens.
Yeah, but man, those chicken crispers were delicious.
It's always so specific with you.
Well, you know, I don't eat Mexican food, so.
Oh my goodness!
That's what I got there was the chicken crispers with a you know came with an ear of corn, and that was good. And
I'm gonna get Safari Joe to hunt you down.
Safari Joe does it again.
Oh my god! Next topic.
Reward of the week. My best thing this week was this morning when I got the. Xavier battle in and got my Hulkbuster. What do you guys got? Anything good?
Yes. I believe yesterday or the day before, my daily reward was She-Thor.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, the supply drop.
Yes.
God, you were many days ahead of me.
The shield resupply was She-Thor.
Nice. I managed to, and I unfortunately wasn't paying enough attention. Somewhere along the line, I picked up a red Hulk.
Red Hulk. You know
red
that
Hulk,
was coming.
Red cover.
Yeah.
I knew something was coming. I don't know.
Oh, hey, so I pulled up my resupply just to see what was coming up on mine.
Yes.
Yeah, and it tells me that day 456 is going to be 15 command points.
Oh, nice. I need to check mine.
So I'm on day 448 was today. So in 8 days, I should get me some command points.
So I got that. I got the Red Hulk, and that is awesome because he is useful in the current storyline. He is one of the few characters you get to actually use. But more importantly, for a second time, I was able to pull a legendary token from a daily Deadpool.
I hate you.
Yeah, I've been getting really lucky with these, and that was able to net me an Iceman, which
Ooh.
I did not previously have, so I only have one cover. But yeah. That's well worth spending the hero points to recruit him.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible animations, but...
Powerful character.
Powerful character.
Right.
I'm going to rank him right up there with Score Girl and Kamala Khan.
Yeah. Can't blame you there. Ian, tell me about the podcast that we are members of.
On our network, the soon-to-be-named network?
That one.
The best podcast network around.
The same.
Yes. That is... where we get our alliance name and all of our viewers and all of our comments are from the Long Box Heroes, hosted by one Leonard F. Chikarzen and his good friend Todd. It's their podcast where they talk all about comic books, all the new releases, and any other comic book-related questions you may or may not have. You can also tune in to the YouTube show Fresher and Parlance, where they talk about the news and current events of the week in their weekly live YouTube show. You could also check out Podvocacy, where they talk about everything pop culture. Although recently it's been, I've been told that it's been mostly about Gotham because it's the greatest show that's ever aired. But, I think we're just giving them undue sass, but absolutely check out Podvocacy. And, last and certainly not least, you guessed it, the fine folks over at, I don't remember what my own show's called. Totally drawing a blank.
The Prodigal Son?
The Prodigal Sons. The Prodcast, as it were. We're well into our
Available
second year.
At prodpod.com.
Available at the Prodpod. Well into our second year, we will be talking more about a little bit of everything with some new and interesting stories upcoming as we are all, most of us are getting together here in early November. So look forward to that. We'll have lots of new stories to tell. Did I forget anybody? Did I forget the long since retired Dad Stractions?
That's retired.
Or the ever elusive Long Box Heroes After Dark?
Yes, you forgot.
I did. Well, there. They've just been mentioned.
Yeah, so, well, special notes, 2/3 of the Puzzle Warriors will be jetting off to California at O Dark 30 tomorrow to go to a different game. We're heading out to BlizzCon to hang with the fine folks at Blizzard, who just spent $5.9 billion to buy candy. So,
what?
Is, yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's true.
That can't be true.
It's entirely true.
What is it? King
no
Software?
King Entertainment, yeah.
Yeah.
They acquired the whole company?
Bought the whole company.
Okay, that's a little bit better. I was like, there's no way that one game.
But that's all that company makes. They make Candy Crush and Candy Crush Soda Pop.
Right, and I'm sure they make a lot of other offshoots of that game. They make, you know, Pet Rescue and Papa Pear and Bubble Witch and all sorts of
games. Oh, I do
games.
Like Bubble Witch.
Yes. So, yes. They acquired King.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for almost $6 billion.
Wow.
But really, Candy Crush is the one that got everybody addicted. It is, right. You know, their flagship.
Right, absolutely. But still, it was, that's like, it was a big deal like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Now it's been completely supplanted by Marvel Puzzle Quest. I mean, why would you ever want to play Candy Crush?
But anybody who's anybody and knows what a good match 3 is playing Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I agree. But, I don't know, so hopefully Ray and I will have some stories to bring back from this weekend's adventure.
It would seem likely.
We'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, hopefully you'll bring back some swag if you get 28 t-shirts.
I don't think there's that much free stuff at this particular convention.
I mean, I realize they're strapped for cash now that they've squandered $6 billion right. on Candy Crush. I'm sure they don't have that much left for swag.
Right.
But couldn't you put the squeeze on our dear friend over at Blizzard to give us free stuff?
I'm going to try. If nothing else, I got him to give us another, you know, sign these NDAs and you can take the brief tour of the campus again. So okay. I'll see if I can at least take you a couple of pictures of his office with his secret hidden door that he had built into it because he's a big nerd.
Right. That would be just as good. Anything to help remind me what I'm missing out on.
Yes. I will try to make your life worse in any way I can.
That's why we're friends.
Yeah, it's true. All right. I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. As always, check us out on PuzzleWarriors3.com, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, at PuzzleWarriors3 on the Twitter. Am I missing something?
Those are the big ones.
Ray will post the episode up on Reddit, so as we always want to hear from our friends on Reddit, please jump in and leave your comments. Or you can leave comments on our webpage, either via the fill-out form, or our contact info there is on there if you want to send us an email or tweet at us, and we'll get it that way. So I think that's all this week. Goodbye for now. And remember this, I don't give a damn about your bad reputation.
I can't believe you worked in that much singing to one episode.
Ah, it's beauty.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.